as we begin this period of sitting, establishing the posture by allowing the body to become fully composed in the chosen posture, the hands can be placed wherever they're placed. Taking care to fully sit down and open into the contact with the chair, the cushion or bench. As we begin to realize what skillful effort or right effort actually means, it's revealed that it is effortless. Through relaxing and opening into the stillness, it may appear that the body is simply supporting itself. There's no one here doing the posture. The body is simply posturing itself. Now, with this relaxing into the stillness and silence, sometimes it happens that a whole sitting period occurs, and all the movement falls away. Every tiny little bit of fidgeting falls off. Not that it should, but it might. Every bit of push and pull simply drops. The only movement that then occurs, sometimes very subtle, is the movement of the breathing. The mind so often needs something to do. So simply now allow it to be fully engaged and interested in the silence and stillness itself. the actual texture, the context of the stillness. It's peaceful, it's tranquil, and perhaps vast. Breath is just breathing itself. Sensations of in-breath appearing and disappearing. Sensations of out-breath appearing and disappearing. This opening into the silence and stillness is never a holding the body still. It'd be better put as a pure allowing. A pure receptivity. A pure innocence. The meditation moves itself, not just in the rhythm and flow of breathing, but the natural and ordinary body sensations that arise. Noticing these sensations when they become predominant. Noticing them free from bias or prejudice or interference. Tensions pulled off the breathing at moments into the sensations of body. Noticing these sensations impartially. Noticing them free from the concepts of leg, or arm, or back, or head, chest. Sensations are just expressions of life, energy, life force, the force of life, animating itself as sensations. There's no one making them happen, they just appear. And they change and disappear. They disappear right before the eyes, or they disappear because the attention moves someplace else. As the opening into life, living itself occurs, sensations of breathing and sensations of body are spontaneously unfolding. It actually makes no difference at all whether the sensations are pleasant or unpleasant, or somewhere in between unpleasant and pleasant, a kind of neutral zone. Beginning to see that it doesn't matter at all what kind of sensation it is. The sensations are simply freely manifesting, expressing themselves as themselves. Sensations of breathing, sensations of body, appearing all on their own, transforming and disappearing in the quietness of the morning. (Clears throat) and the sensations of breathing, the sensations of body, they don't refer back to anyone. They don't belong to anyone. And yet they occur. Sometimes specific subtleties of breathing sensations arises. The very beginning of the in-breath, for example. That beginning spot for the in-breath just appears. The end point of the in-breath, where the in-breath stops. The space between the in-breath and the out-breath. Point where the out-breath begins. At some point, the out-breath stops. Another gap or space. It's amazing to see. The in-breath comes again all on its own. This is the way it's always been and is and will be in the nature of breathing. As long as there's breath, this is its base. It breathes itself. Awareness simply is. And in front of or within this awareness, there's breathing and sensations of body. Sometimes an area of sensation in body will arise. And predominate. It will stand out. It will seemingly pull the awareness into it, like magnetism. Just allowing this to happen as and when it happens. Noticing the actual nature of the sensations carefully and closely. Sometimes the sensations change very quickly, other times most slowly. Sometimes they seem not to be changing at all. Sensations of weight, of heaviness or lightness, sensations of temperature, warmth or coolness, sensations of pulling or pushing, vibration and tingling and throbbing. These sensations are just the four great elements unfolding themselves. Earth, water, fire, and air. That's what the body's made up of. Just seeing the nature of breathing and the nature of bodily life clearly in the open field of awareness. The open field of awareness, the open sky or space, sounds spontaneously appear. Natural sounds in the world, so-called world around the body. sounds of a building being itself. Sounds of a voice speaking. The field of sounds is vast and spacious. Again, hearing impartially without bias. So clear how the sounds are impermanent. You may think you're hearing the sounds. And yet hearing is just happening. It's just occurring freely and openly and spontaneously. Mind at times takes interest in a sound and starts to listen to it. Might even start to think about it. Might even quickly label the sound, this is this or this is that. Mind brain just does this all by itself, spontaneously, naturally, and it does it freely. Embedded in and through and beyond the sounds, there's the sound of silence. Full openness in breathing. Oh. openness in body sensations. Openness in sounds.